One of the great messianic texts is Isaiah chapter 49, in which Isaiah can become a type of Israel, but ultimately Jesus Christ fulfills this. And truly, it is my conviction that Christ is seen either typically from Isaiah or directly, in a directly messianic way here. It begins, Isaiah talks about how that God has made from the womb, how the Lord has called him and made mention of his name, and how he has made his mouth like a sharp sword, and he has made him like a polished shaft, and in his quiver he has concealed him. Looking again at the sharpness of the word of Christ as he speaks truth. And then this is followed by, "You are my servant, O Israel, and I will be glorified." Some understand this verse 3, to refer to Israel becoming a type of Christ. Others see this as Isaiah as a personification of Israel. And certainly Jesus Christ is the ultimate personification of the nation. And it goes on to say, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing, for nothing in vanity. Yet surely my right is with the Lord, and my recompense with my God." And then in verse 5, he goes on to say, "And now, says the Lord, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back unto him, and that Israel be gathered unto him. For I am honorable in the eyes of the Lord, and my God is become my strength." Again, a depiction not only of Isaiah and his prophetic ministry, but of Jesus in his ministry to call his own people to himself. And then, as we will see, the Gentiles being a light to them. In verse 6 then, the text reads, "Vayomer nakel miyotcha li ebed." And he said, "It is a light thing from your being," literally, "to me a servant." In other words, Vayomer is the cow imperfect third masculine singular from the root amar, to say. And notice again, it's a lamed aleph, or it's a pe aleph verb, where we always have that O class vowel because we have a dissimilation from yemer to yomer. And that vav is a vav consecutive or a vav conversive that turns it over and makes the imperfect as a past. So he said, "It is light," literally, "from your being." And notice, nakel is from the root kalal. It is a double ayin root where the lamed is doubled in the root. But here, in the nifal stem, the lamed, the second lamed, has dropped out. So this is a nifal, a perfect, third masculine singular from kalal, identified as a nifal by that nun prefix. And then we have a comparative use of the mim following the verb. And he said, "It is light," literally, "from your being." And so it would be proper to translate this, "It is too light for your being to me a servant." And then it goes on to describe what actually is going to be too light, that he's going to be a servant not only for Israel, but also for the Goyim, the Gentiles. So it goes on, it is too light for your being. And notice, miyotam, we have the mim prefix, the inseparable, or the use of the mim. The nun has dropped out. Min Hayotam would have historically been there. The noon has alighted, and Hayot is your cal infinitive in construct with the pronominal suffix Ha, second masculine singular pronominal suffix meaning your. So it is too light of a thing from your being to me, and notice Li is your preposition with your first person singular pronominal suffix in the E, to be, for me, to be understood, a servant. And notice, it is too light a thing from your being. Haya actually carries with it the meaning to be. From your being to me, a servant. And notice, Evid is from the noun Evid, meaning a servant. To do this, and then he goes on, the Hakim et Shevte Yaakov, to raise up the tribes of Jacob. Notice the Hakim is from the root kum, to arise. It has a hey prefix with an a class vowel followed by hiruk yod, and it's preceded by a lamed in the prefix. So we're looking at a hifil infinitive from the root kum, to cause to arise. So it's too light of a thing that you're a servant to me to cause to arise et Shivte Yaakov. Et is the sign of the direct object. Shivte is from Shevet. And notice it's in the masculine plural construct form with Yaakov. So to cause to raise up the tribes of Jacob. And the Nets, and the reading here should be Netzore, from Netzor, Natsor, meaning offspring. And so to establish or raise up the tribes of Jacob and the offspring of Israel. And notice that Tseriyod shows the masculine plural noun in construct here with Yisrael. And the offspring of Israel to Lehashiv, to restore. And again, notice the verb is shuv, meaning to restore. We have the hey prefix again and the lamed. And so we are looking at a hifil infinitive construct, to cause to restore. So it's too light of a thing just to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the offspring of Israel. For I'm going to make you a light to the nations as well, and to be a salvation unto the ends of the earth. Notice the U here is just your conjunction, followed by the verb netaticha, which is just your cal perfect first common singular, followed by the pronominal suffix ha, second masculine singular. So we would render it, so I have given you, and notice natan, the second noon of that root has assimilated into the tav here, and that dogish is indicating that assimilation, the dogish forte. So I have given you for a light of the goyim. Notice the lamed is just your preposition, followed by the noun ur, and then the plural noun goyim. And so ur is in construct with goyim. I have given you to be a light to the nations, to that my for my salvation, literally, to be unto the ends of the earth. Notice the yod, to be, this is just your infinitive construct preceded by the lamed from the root haya. And haya becomes hayot in construct for the being of my salvation, literally. Yeshua means salvation. And when it's in construct here with the pronominal suffix, first common singular in the E, it changes from Yeshua to Yeshuat with the tav here. So my salvation, that my salvation be ad hetze ha'aretz, unto the ends of the earth, or to the end of the earth. Ad is just your preposition, unto, followed by the noun, ketse, meaning to the end, and this is in construct with ha'aretz. And notice this is the definite article with ha, followed by the noun eretz, but since it's in pause, as being the last word here in the verse, the tsegol lengthens to a comma in pause. So, he says, it's too light of a thing that you just have a ministry to the Jewish tribes. I'm going to make you a light to the nations. This great text we find recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 32. And it was actually at the when the Lord was brought to the temple and presented in the temple as a baby, these words are quoted in Acts chapter 2, going back to the time when Simeon received the Lord into his arms and blessed him. And he says these wonderful words, "Now you shall send your servant away, O Lord, according to your word in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples." And this is in, these two verses were in verses 29 and 30 and 31. And then he goes on to say, a light resulting in a revelation to the nations, to the Gentiles, and the glory of his people Israel. And so Simeon, thinking back to this text, sees that Jesus Christ is the final means of salvation, not only for the Jewish people who believe, but also a light to the Gentiles. What a beautiful fulfillment of this great text around Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And then Isaiah goes on in verse 7, Ko amar Adonai, thus says the Lord. Notice your adverb ko, followed by amar, the cal perfect, third masculine singular, to say, and then the subject being the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, his Holy One. And notice goel is a cal active participle, masculine singular. Notice you have your O class vowel followed by the tseri, giving it away as a cal active participle. Yisrael is just your common noun or your proper name for Israel. And then his Holy One, Kadosh, means holy. And I'm understanding this to refer to Israel, referring to the Lord, who is Israel's Holy One. This goes back to Isaiah 6, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. So the Lord is Israel's holiness. And Kadosh here becomes Kadosh in construct with the Holam, third masculine singular pronominal suffix. So his holiness, the Redeemer of Israel, his holiness, meaning Israel's holiness. To the one being despised of soul. Notice livvoz or livzo is from the root vaza, and it's an infinitive, cal infinitive construct. To the one despised, we could say, or being despised of soul. And that infinitive construct is in construct with nefesh, meaning soul. So here we see one despised of men. And the word nephesh can be understood to be every soul. And so if we wanted to substitute men here, we could. But despised by every soul, understood. Lem ta'ev goyim, to the one who is not only despised, but who is abhorred of the nations. And notice, again, the lamed is the inseparable preposition to, followed by metta'ev, to be abhorred. And notice the root here is ta'av, to abhor, and we have a shiva followed by an A class vowel, giving it away as a PL infinitive construct with that vowel pattern. Notice when you look at that the rules for the imperfect apply here. We just put a mem before the root to end up with the perfect. So in this PL perfect participle, masculine singular, we read to the one who is despised of nations, looking at his very ignoble time with at this point. And so notice to Jesus, who is abhorred of the nations, not just only looking at Isaiah or Israel here, but the ultimate fulfillment among seen in Jesus Christ, to a servant, to him who is abhorred of the nations, to a servant of rulers. Notice the lamed here is just your inseparable preposition followed by the noun eved, meaning servant, and then moshalim from mashal, to rule, is a cow active participle, masculine plural. Notice the im giving it away as masculine plural, with the O class vowel here from mashal to rule. So to him who is despised of men, to him who is abhorred of the nations, to a servant of rulers, and then we go on, melachim yiru veikamu, kings will arise, or will see in awe, and they will arise. Notice we see a reverence here of Isaiah, or of ultimately not Isaiah, but of the one that he is by way of type anticipating, which is none other than Jesus Christ, who fulfills this in a way that no former identity, whether Israel or Isaiah, could fulfill. And so kings will arise. And notice melech is the noun for king, and here we see it in the plural, masculine plural with the im ending. And yir'u, shall see, is the verb ra'a, lamed hay. The hay is dropped out, and we end up with yir'u. Kings will see, vekamu, and they will arise. Notice the vav here is the vav conversive of the perfect, and the verb here is kum, but in the perfect it becomes come, and so it's the perfect cow, perfect third masculine plural from come. So kings will see, and they will arise, and then princes, sarim, vayishtachavu, princes will go prostrate, or will fall prostrate before him. Notice sar is the noun for a prince, and the im makes it masculine plural, so princes shall arise also, and they shall bow down or worship before Jesus, Lord and King. And notice, Vayishtachavu is from the root shachach. It's a sheen, chet, hey, hey being the final consonant. And here we have a hishtafel, in which the sheen and the tav have, by metathesis, interchanged. And then we have the vav, followed by the u. And so in the vowel pattern, we are seeing a hitpalel, third masculine plural, or third person plural. So princes shall come, and they shall worship, bow down, lemma'an, before the Lord that is faithful. And notice lemma'an is just your preposition before, followed by the tetragrammaton, the Adonai, or the Lord, who, relative pronoun, ne'aman, is simply your cal perfect, third masculine singular from aman. So who is faithful? Aman means faithful. And so because of the Lord, who is faithful, even the Holy One of Israel, Kadosh Yisrael. Again, notice the noun Kadosh in construct with Yisrael. And Isaiah is fond of that vision where the holiness of God is seen and how we need holiness in today's society. And then it goes on to say, Vayivcharecha. And notice Vayivcharecha is from Bachar, to choose. And we have a cal imperfect third masculine singular followed by the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular in the ha. And the vav here again is simply a vav conversive. So the Holy One of Israel, who we could supply, has chosen you. And so in this great context, in this great verse, kings will come and bow down before the King of Kings. It is striking that in Philippians chapter 2, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. It doesn't mean that everyone is saved or will be saved, but everyone will have to bow down before Jesus as either Lord and Savior, or Lord and Eternal Judge. For every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess of His deity. And so I think in this context here, kings will see and arise before the King of Kings, and princes will prostrate themselves, because the Lord is faithful to carry out His promise of a Messiah, of the Lord's coming and His deliverance, even the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you, speaking not only of Isaiah, but of Jesus. And the Holy One of Israel, a reference to God the Father, who has chosen God the Son and sanctified Him to be a light unto the nations, a light unto the Gentiles. Praise the Lord for this great text that looks at Jesus Christ bringing salvation not only to Jewish believers but to Gentile believers when they put faith in Him. And He is the source, or since He is the source of that salvation, nations or kings will come and honor Him as the final King of Kings and Lord of Lords.